T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's something good that happened to me yesterday.
Go ahead.
I finished reading the sequel to The Tattooist of Auschwitz.
Oh,
and now I'm in a really good mood.
That's great, uplifting stuff. Good choice, Kitty. Good choice. I don't think The Tattooist of Auschwitz was making yin and yang tattoos. I feel like it was a different job.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to the M line.
Hello, Triple M. Who's this?
Julie.
Has anything good happened lately? Can you tell us something good, even if it's small, like you bake some cookies?
I cleaned my basement yesterday.
All right. Did you find some good stuff down there?
Yeah, it's good stuff to get rid of.
Nice. All right, thanks.
Tell me something good.
See, it's simple. She cleaned her basement yesterday, and it felt so good. Kitty perked up like, what kind of stuff do you want to get rid of?
I know.
I might be interested. So call us on the M line, 831-1055, if you could tell us something good, like Kitty finished a book about the Holocaust.
Oh, and the Soviet gulag prison system.
Oh, nice. Good choices, Kitty. Julie cleaned her basement. I'd rather go in that direction, 831-1055.
We've got some good things that are coming in on Facebook, too, so you can sound off there as well. What's happening that's good?
Well, Emma, lots of people calling in now this morning, which we appreciate. 831-1055. We're looking for something good today. The little things, not what Kitty was telling us about, but some of the, the little things. Let's go to the M line.
Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Anita.
And tell me what you're doing this morning.
Well, I'm actually driving to my job because it's an essential position.
What is it?
I work at the State Lab of Hygiene.
Okay, that sounds
that
pretty key.
That sounds pretty important.
Yes.
Yeah, although frankly, I work in a division that is not as critical as you might think.
Okay, well, whatever. We're happy you're going and working. So tell us something good.
Well, I actually might be furloughed a bit, and my daughter just got her learner's permit and needs to do 30 hours of driving.
Wow, you're going to get it all done in one day.
Practically.
It's perfect. The roads are clear.
Yes.
We're not actually going anywhere or getting out of the car. We're just going to go drive for 6 hours.
That is some great practicing. What's her name?
Phoenix.
Phoenix. All right. Well, good luck. Have fun with that.
Thank you.
The brake is not the skinny one. What's that?
If you are on the roads, watch out.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. Take care. Thanks. Bye.
That's good. Mother-daughter bonding. A perfect time to start driving.
Well, there's not a lot of traffic on the road, so that's excellent.
Exactly. 831-1055. Why don't you tell us something good?
Hello, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Mick.
Mick?
Yes.
Hi, Mick. Where are you calling from? What are you doing this morning?
Calling from Jefferson, just getting ready for work.
All right. What do you do?
I'm a principal.
Ah, okay. So, is school open? No?
No. Still have to report for now.
Okay. Yeah. So, you're helping the teachers get ready and everything?
Yeah, getting their distance learning plan ready and just have online meetings all set up throughout the day.
Cool. Could you tell us something positive? We're asking people to tell us something good.
Enjoying video chatting with people more than I thought I would.
Nice. All right. Thanks, Mick. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Andrew.
What are you doing this morning?
Going to work.
Where do you work?
I work at, it's a building for people 65 and older.
Oh, wow. Okay. So super.
I do mean that.
Super important work over there. Yeah. How's everybody doing? Pretty mellow or?
Bored.
bored.
They're all really bored.
Yeah, I agree. Kitty and I are almost 65 and older, and we're pretty bored in here, and we're doing a radio show.
So maybe I'll be doing maintenance for you guys at the building.
Yeah, that'd be great. There's a lot of broken stuff. But so can you tell us something good, too, something positive that happened in the last couple of days?
Oh, I found $400.
That's really good. Where was it?
It was in my car.
How messy was your car?
I don't want to get into the schematics of it, but it was between the center console and the seat, way down there.
Wow. Was it four Benjamins or a bunch of 20s?
It was like, some 20s and 100.
That's
fantastic. Did you know it? Had you been looking for it, or it was just a surprise?
It was kind of a surprise, actually. Yeah.
Man,
That's awesome.
That beats me. Wow, I found yesterday in a jacket a token for a free beer at Great Dane, and I was super excited. But you got me beat, man. That is great.
Well, and like the funny thing is I don't think it's mine, so I'm not sure where it came from.
I'm not going to ask about that. We'll just leave it at that. All right, buddy.
Right, exactly.
Have a good one.
Thank you,
Take care. Bye. Kim's on the phone. Hey there, Kim.
Good morning.
So what's your good thing you're going to tell us?
My good thing I'm going to tell you is that I actually, with my family, we finished a game of Monopoly.
What? That never happens.
Like a big feat, but to me it does because I won against four people.
That is amazing. And no one wanted to tip the board right near the end?
Oh, we definitely did. But my 15-year-old kept saying, don't you want to say in your lifetime you've actually finished a game of Monopoly? So it took us four nights of playing the game together as a family, but we actually pulled it off.
Wow. Okay.
What were your key properties that you owned?
Oh, my goodness. I ended up owning half the board like halfway through, but my husband kept like skipping over my whole area. You know, it just was pretty hilarious because I was like, what, you gotta land on my stuff? But yeah, that's what kept the game going on that last night. So we took pictures and everything. It was pretty awesome.
Were you a horrible landlord? I feel like
Oh yeah, I totally kept just throwing the castles on. We actually had the Disney one. So we had, you know, the Toontowns at first and then throwing the castles on, and I don't know. I was Minnie Mouse. I don't know if that was good luck or what.
I think definitely that had something to do with it.
I'm looking at extra long board games that are out there. There is a Game of Thrones board game that's supposed
game
to last. Yes. So maybe you guys need to move on to that because it says it lasts at least 3 hours. So
that, oh my goodness.
That could
oh
be your next one.
But she took four nights.
Yeah.
It was four nights, about 2 hours every night.
That's amazing. That is fantastic. Yes, indeed. All right, now you got to move on to something quicker, I think. And who's this?
Hi, my name is Judy.
Judy, tell us something good.
Okay, well, I'm on my way to work. I'm a nurse, and I work in a clinic. And what I wanted to say that was good was on Sunday, my daughter, who's 29, arranged for me and two other children, two grandchildren, to hang out on our phones by video. And it's done through an app that she had to direct me on how to get signed up. But it was awesome because my son and grandson live in California, and I have not seen my two grandsons together, and I was able to.
Oh, that's
so cool.
That's fantastic. But probably if your daughter would call next, she'd be like, it was something good, but it was so annoying because I couldn't get my mom to figure out the app. Was it hard to do?
That's exactly true. Exactly true. I'm sure she was shaking her head.
Yeah, but that was good of her and glad that you got to see the grandkids. What are their names?
Connor, he's 2, and Levi was born in January, so he's about 2.5 months old.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's so sweet, and thank you for being a nurse and working on the front lines. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm glad I can do something to help.
105.5 Triple M with Dermot Kennedy. And this morning we're asking you to tell us something good, just good things in your life. And we've got, tell me your name again.
Heather. Heather Lynch.
This is Heather calling. And Heather's dad is a regular on our show. He calls me every week during ice fishing season, asking me to go ice fishing with him.
And you always say, anytime, sometime soon, I'll be there. My boys and I are, we're coming ice fishing with you.
And he's so patient, and he totally, every time he calls, I say, I'll come next week, and he says, okay. And it reminds me of, Kitty, you won't get this, and Heather, you probably won't get this either, but in Judaism, on Passover, we always say, next year in Jerusalem, that next year we'll celebrate Passover in Jerusalem, but you don't every year, you know? And it's kind of the same thing. Yes, next week we'll be ice fishing. But anyway, you're calling to tell us something good, and what is it?
Yeah, I have been really worried about him, and he agreed yesterday to let my brother and I do all of his errands so he won't be going out anymore, which makes me very relieved.
Absolutely. That's a good plan. So thanks for doing that for him. And tell him, you know what?
Next year.
Yeah. Next time the lakes freeze over, I'll be there ice fishing with him.
Sounds good.
Take care, Heather. Bye-bye. And Kitty, and we've had a lot of people call in this morning to tell us something good. That's what we're looking for. It's nice to just, you know, even if it's something simple, like, you know, Kitty's totally light and simple thing was that she just finished a book on the Holocaust. I can't believe you're reading that now.
Well, the reason I chose that to read right now is because I thought it would give me perspective, that it would make me see the resilience of the human spirit and make me being able to handle that I couldn't be with my friends at happy hour.
No, it just depresses you more, right? Yeah.
Depends on the moment.
Good. Yesterday afternoon, I live on the very near east side of Madison, in the Atwood neighborhood. Yesterday afternoon, about 1 o'clock, I hear all the honking, car honking. I look out. There's a caravan of vehicles driving through my neighborhood, honking their horns, and they have signs. And what it is the elementary school teachers from Lowell, our elementary school here, driving through saying hello to their students because they miss them.
That is fantastic. It was a little hard to hear you, Molly. You were breaking up. But what I got, the gist of it was that the Lowell Elementary school teachers were doing a parade waving to their students. Is that right?
They were in their cars.
That is fantastic. I love it.
Because they miss them.
Yes.
Aww.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.